Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monuments. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is August 31st. These are today's vital statistics. John H. Deidelhoff, 79, of Cazenovia, died Wednesday at Gunderson Lutheran Hospital in La Crosse. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday, September 1st at 11 o'clock at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. Burial with military rites will be in St. Bridget Cemetery, rural Cazenovia. Visitation is being held today, began at 4 p.m., concludes at 7 p.m. at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg, and on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until 10:45 at the church. John H. Deidelhoff, 79, of Cazenovia. Theodore Richard Dick Greenheck, 92, of Lone Rock, died Wednesday, August 26th at Upland Hills Health in Dodgeville. A funeral mass will be held Thursday, September 3rd at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery in Bear Valley at 2:30 p.m. Visitation will be held Thursday at the church from 9 a.m. until the time of Mass at 11. Following the service, there will be a luncheon at the church. In lieu of flowers, we encourage you to honor his love of community and athletics by supporting your local sports team, or please consider supporting local health care providers just as they supported Dick and his loved ones. Theodore Richard Dick Greenheck, 92, of Lone Rock. Joan O. Albaugh, 93, of Bloom City, died Friday at her home. Funeral services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Joan O. Albaugh, 93, of Bloom City. This concludes today's vital statistics.